I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Hundreds of people gathered outside the state capitol on Wednesday to support women's health and reproductive rights.
When women's rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up and fight!
Rebecca Cavallo tells a story about being in an unhealthy relationship and how Planned Parenthood was there to help her after she began experiencing side effects because her boyfriend had thrown away her birth control pills.
But they didn't judge me, or they didn't judge my relationship, and they got me into their office within an hour.
Cavallo was one of hundreds of women, men, and some children who braved the cold January air, marching the streets of Hartford while carrying pink signs with white letters with phrases like, "Don't take away our care," and "I stand with Planned Parenthood." Women's rights have come under fire lately as Republicans have vowed to defund Planned Parenthood, which gets about $500 million of federal money every year. That's 40% of its total revenue. With the GOP controlling the House, Senate, and the White House, reproductive rights advocates are worried that this threat is real.
We're talking about prevention. We're talking about what prevents an unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion. So it is so important to continue to fund prevention services.
That's Judy Tabar, president of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England, which services about 70,000 patients a year in Connecticut and Rhode Island, most of them women with low income. In its annual report, Planned Parenthood asserts that only a small portion of services go toward abortions. Federal law only allows federal dollars to be used for abortions if the pregnancy is due to rape, incest, or if it threatens the mother's life.
That's been the law for some time. It's not anything we agree with, but it is the law.
Even though Connecticut has some of the least restrictive abortion laws in the country, Tabar says nothing can be taken for granted. The Hartford rally also called on support for LGBT rights and the Black Lives Matter movement. David DeRoche, WNPR News.